Governor Doyle has announced that he and seven other Midwest governors have signed on to a letter that supports using federal stimulus dollars for a Midwest high-speed rail system. Wisconsin plans to apply for millions of dollars during phase one of the federal program to connect Chicago, Milwaukee, and Madison via the faster-moving trains. But questions linger about the proposed Madison stop being at the Dane County Airport and not in downtown. Rod Clark of the Wisconsin DOT says it would be too difficult for through service between Chicago and Minneapolis to go into downtown Madison. So he says the state and city continue to look at alternatives.
If it's a rail link, that's part of what needs to be sorted out because, you know, there are plans in Madison area for a rail system that would primarily serve the local community. Is this an adjunct to it if that system doesn't go forward?
Clark says other options to downtown Madison include using buses, vans, or other technology. Meanwhile, backers of local bus systems are also hoping to get more stimulus dollars for new buses and other capital projects. Some of those systems are in tough shape after steering federal funds meant for new buses into basic operating expenses the last few years. Ken Yunker heads the Regional Planning Commission in southeastern Wisconsin. He says Milwaukee County is way behind.
They will receive about $25 million of stimulus fundings to deal with that backlog of capital projects, but that will address less than half of their backlog.
Yunker says some other local bus systems around Wisconsin will also come up short in truly modernizing their fleet. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.